There was a rally today in Luanda, and several people were arrested, including a journalist from Voice of America, Mr. Kok Mokuta. The rally was organized by civil society to demand transparency on the electoral process. So they believe that there's a need to have more transparency, and including a correction of a database from the National Electoral Commission. And so as they were prepared to hold a rally, they were met by police forces, and as I said, several were arrested as a result.
What would you say are the main issues going into the election next week?
The main issues are related to unemployment, in particular among the youth, extreme poverty in Angola. More than half of population are living under poverty line. In part, that was a result of the corruption. Individuals from the ruling party government officials, they have looted the country for years during Dos Santos and continue to up today. And of course, the COVID-19 didn't help as well. And access to education, and really seems to me that there is a momentum for folks to see a different party leading the country. As you may know, MPLA has been ruling Angola since 1975, when Angola became independent.
There was a development pertaining to the election. We understand a former prime minister in the ruling MPLA has endorsed the opposition UNITA. How important is his endorsement?
Prime Minister Marcolino Moko is also a senior MPLA politician's endorsement to UNITA is significant. It's huge because it's very popular, not just among politicians, but also civil society. It's one of the few senior politicians from MPLA, the ruling party, that has been outspoken.
Kenya just had its election, presidential election, now Angola. What are the concerns of Angolans in terms of how free and fair this election is going to be?
Many Angolans believe that the elections will not be free and fair because the process from the beginning has been compromised. From the company that will be providing the logistics, Indra, for the upcoming elections, and the database that, as I alluded to, has hundreds of thousands of people who have died, some of them more than 20 years ago, and the number of observers that the National Commission has been assigned to 2,000 total for 18 provinces, for more than 2,000 polls throughout the country, which will not be enough to monitor, to observe the elections next week. So there's a lot of concerns and valid concerns, and unfortunately the government hasn't addressed those concerns. On the contrary, they have ignored, and as a result, many believe that we cannot have a free and fair elections.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you as usual, and thank you very much.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.